Well, it's coming up to 2:30 a.m. on Saturday morning, day 16. I've got about 30k to go to get to the Barclay Homestead Roadhouse, and it was my goal to be there in time to have a couple of hours sleep before they open for breakfast, so I'm more or less on schedule for that. It's been quite a wild night. I left Camelwheel shortly after 1 in the afternoon of Friday, yesterday. I rode for about 5 hours, I guess, across this savanna-type country with fairly blustery side winds, occasionally headwinds, until I got to a roadside stop opposite the Avon Downs police station, where kindly someone had set up a coffee for travellers little kiosk, donation with gold coin for a cup of coffee. There were a lot of grey nomads setting up for the night in the rest area across the road from that police station. I found a picnic table that nobody was using and just lay down and had an hour and maybe an hour and a half's worth of sleep on a concrete bench there. And while it was still warm as the sun was setting, and then wandered over and got myself a cup of coffee. Had a piece of pumpkin cake that I'd picked up at Camelwheel, and then set off to ride to Barclay Homestead, which is what I'm approaching now. During the night, the winds got stronger and stronger. Fortunately, it's been more of a crosswind than a headwind since the sun went down, but it's quite strong, and I'm frequently getting blown across the road. I'm zigzagging backwards and forwards, trying to maintain the speed. I've been listening to the ABC rugby league broadcast. It's all I could get. I'm not really much of a fan of rugby league, but it was better than nothing. And then their nightlife program up until recently, and now I've got my iPod on, listening to a few favourite tunes until I get there. From what I can see of the countryside by the light of the moon, which is a bit less bright tonight because there's a fair bit of cloud around, the countryside is still the same. There's flat grassland almost as far as the eye can see. There's been a few long, slow rises and long, slow descents, which is quite common in the in central Australia. There are a few trees around I can see occasionally. As soon as the sun's gone down, the traffic's dropped right off. The only vehicles I've really seen have been road trains, and not that very many of them, so it's not uncommon for me to go for half an hour or more, maybe an hour, without seeing any vehicle. Occasionally, well, maybe twice during the evening, I've seen lights far off into the distance to the left or right, which are probably cattle stations, but no other signs of habitation. I'm quite looking forward to Barclay Homestead. 3 hours sleep. Knock on the door for breakfast. It's 7 a.m. Get some breakfast and then head off for Three Ways, which is the junction of the Barclay Highway that I'm on now, heading west with the Stuart Highway, which runs from Adelaide up to Darwin. I take a right turn there. Hopefully this wind is still blowing hard from the south when I start riding. I'll stay at Three Ways tonight and leave early tomorrow morning and head north up towards Katherine. A southerly wind would be nice after this crosswind and headwind last couple of days.